Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we are learning Peliyot and Sherman 256 on the topic of Godol, a new topic that of greatness. And we're going to start with the understanding, which will be our topic, of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a Hagdama to this topic, before we see the words of the Peliyot, I wanted to share with you some understanding of Shemoneh Esrei. We say in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, the first bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Godol Gibor V'Noiro. And it's beyond our comprehension to understand what that means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Godol Gibor V'Noiro. It's not just a matter of Godol, of great in size or amount or of capability. Noira and the awesomeness. As soon as we finish saying those words of Godol, Gibor, and Noira, we immediately say the words Kel Elyon. That Hashem is the Kel Elyon, the God of Elyon, of above. I once saw a pshat, I don't remember who I saw this from. The reason is as follows. Why do we say Kel Elyon right after we say Godol, Gibor, and Noira? Because there's this mistake we might make and think that the word Godol is something that we can relate to. Gibor is something we can relate to. Noiro is something that we can relate to. Great, mighty, and awesome, which is the translations of Godol, Gibor, and Noiro. And we might think in our mind that, okay, I know someone who's great or something that's great. Oh, so Hashem is like that. I can understand what awesome is. Oh, so Hashem is like that. Godol Gibor V'Noiro. And mighty. Oh, okay, I know somebody who's strong. So Hashem is, of course, the strongest of the strong. So therefore, Anshin Nesak Doyle immediately put in that Hashem is Kel Elyon. He is the God who is Elyon above comprehension, above understanding. And that brings us to our topic over here of greatness. And he starts off by saying that if you ask a little child to count, what's the highest number they can count to? And, oh, I can count to 10. So, oh, let me hear you count to 10. They start counting to 10. When they hit 6, they get a little shaky. Talking about a little child. They pull through, go a little out of order, back and forth. They're up to 9. And they hit 10. And then they tell you, my big brother can count to 100. Which is beyond their comprehension. Their big brother can count to 100. That's how the Peliyot starts. And he brings us down this approach of understanding of us being able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of his godless, of his greatness, from the Sefer Charedim. He says this mashal with this little child. This little child will think 100? That's beyond comprehension. That's beyond comprehension. Because he could barely make it to 10. Kein kol ma she'onu mitzayrim bedatenu. Migdulas Adoneinu. So too, we never think of ourselves as a little 2-year-old toddler. We don't think of ourselves as a 2-year-old toddler. If someone will talk to us like a toddler, well, why are you talking to me in such a condescending way? Well, what do you think I am, a 2-year-old? Says this, the Peliyot, based on the approach from the Sefer Charedim, We are not even like a two-year-old toddler to comprehend the gadlus, the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo nasig litzayir afilu ke'erech hakatan she'eina yodei lispar ela ad asara. We are lower in our ability to comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu than this little child that can barely make it to number 10. And this is such an extremely important topic. I'm just going to throw something out there for you to understand why. Yes, of course, we have to realize we can't relate to Hashem. But you know what happens in the world when we look at things and we say, oh, how does that make sense? Excuse me? Oh, I don't understand that. What was that? Why the Holocaust happen if there's a God out there? Excuse me, what? These questions, any question of I don't understand why Hashem did or does, is only coming from a mindset of a person that thinks that he or she is able to comprehend the ways of Hashem. That's why when I saw you before this year, I told you this is such a fundamental principle of Yiddishkeit, as he himself says in the next page, that this is a klal godol. There's a big klal for us to relate to. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions and his ways and his existence is beyond our comprehension. And the starting point when we understand that and we live with that, we won't have such questions. They won't begin to creep up in our mind. It is incumbent upon us to remember on a regular basis that when we think about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad mokam shiyad sichleinu megas, according to our limited understanding, bir oisenu goydel ho'olam hashofol u'ka'ayin neged gavoya mimenu gavoya me'al gavoya. A person's awareness of things in his life comes from a couple of places. One is called past experiences. Another one is the knowledge and the information that either he is taught, he learns, or he picks up by osmosis. This is how we create in our mind how to relate to things. Just last week, as you know, I took my son to a feher, and afterwards he started saying, oh, that's not such a big deal at all. And he was working hard. With chavrusas and with learning with his older brothers and with me, Baruch Hashem. And he didn't know what to expect. And he says to me, Abba, they asked me to read three lines of the Gemara. He was ready. He had a whole block ready. He was ready. And he shows me, Tosfos is ready to... And then they said, we spoke and learning for a few minutes. I said, Rafal, that's all you need. You have to come prepared, but they're able to see where you're holding for just a few minutes. Now, before the handbook, when you walked in, was he nervous? Of course, everyone's nervous. We create mindsets of our experiences and the knowledge we have. And that is, to some degree, how we think. Why would Hashem do that? But we have to remind ourselves that that attitude, that thought process is called treif. The same way we don't put food into our mouth that's not kosher, and we try not to say words that are not kosher. There are words that are not kosher. The connotation of the word, lashon hara, einas dvarim, etc. So too, there's the machshava, there are thoughts that are called treif. And this is what the Peleus is teaching us over here. That we cannot begin to comprehend the godless, the godol, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we just have this world over here. And then there's the depths of the sea and this outer space. I just saw in the past few weeks, I just saw they found new species. They just found them, just figured them out. And they reminded me of the Rambam in the Hakdama to Shas. If you look in the old Svarim, the old Gemaras, and I say old, I mean like for hundreds of years. I'm saying before like the fancier ones came out the past 20 years. It's on page Nun Hey in the Hakdam from the Rambam. On the right column, if you want to see it. And he tells us that every single thing Hashem created in this world is to come to understand Him. He says that everything is to relate and to use to come closer to Hashem. And you can just take a trip to the aquarium. You can take a trip to your backyard or front yard. Or you open your door and you look at the world. This morning, I opened the front door. And it was just about to become sunrise. And I saw that orange in the background. Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's dark outside. Just peeking up above the trees and the tops of the houses. We just have to open our eyes. And we see Hashem everything and everywhere. And when we have that mindset and that attitude that I cannot comprehend Hashem's ways. And I have to know that. The same way that when the toddler throws a fit because we didn't let the two-year-old pour from the orange juice container that is full to the top. We all know what's going to happen if he touches that. Or that little child, girl touches that. It's all over the table, all over the floor. Got to get the mop, paper towels. It's a big mess. And they start throwing a tantrum because they're looking at us. Why won't you let me pour that orange juice? We know very well why we won't let them do that. And we have to remind ourselves we are not even like the toddler's brain in regards to the parent. In regards to us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more and more we live our lives with this mindset and attitude, we strengthen our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We strengthen our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have more of a simchas achayim. And if something, rachamon etzlan, happens to us, which is uncomfortable and painful, we remind ourselves, toiv Hashem l'akol, that this is necessary medicine that Hashem is giving me, as painful as it is. Godol, godol adoyneinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is godol. That godless, that greatness is beyond my comprehension. And since it's beyond my comprehension, I can't ask questions of why did this, who did that, that's absurd. This is the piece we're discussing here now. Godol, we'll continue with Shemesh.